This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Thank you for the messages you are sending us, telling us your thoughts around cleansing after a relationship. We're talking right now to the founder of Ringa Dlozi, Lesego Malapane, who talked to us because we have studies that show that cleansing after a relationship can be important, you know, for some people as a way to emotionally and spiritually move on, especially after you've had that breakup. And even since it happens sometimes that if you are interested, you find that you are not quite sure where to start with it, how to go about it, specifically talking about spiritual cleansing. But, you know, there are many ways that you can cleanse. Are you open to that? Is it something you would consider or not? We are having a conversation with Lesego Malapane, who's joining us. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you this morning?
I am Malapane, but known as Uganyamba.
Let's look at this issue, that if there's any truth in this, that a person needs to cleanse after every relationship. Is that true? And if so, why?
Yes, it is very true. In African spirituality, cleansing is not just about physical cleanliness, but however, it's about spiritual and emotional release as well. Releasing of soul ties after a breakup is very important because those energies do linger with you, and you do carry on. We do carry them on in your everyday life. So removing spiritual residue from negative events or spaces is very important. It also assists or helps you to restore harmony between your body, spirit, and your ancestors. So it's more of a spiritual hygiene practice, much like how we would take a bath after a long day just to feel good. You know?
All right, Lesego, let's just say there's this breakup. Where do I start in terms of cleansing myself? Where do I start, really?
It differs depending on what you believe in, but however, if you would, there's a variety of assistance that you might have, that you might find which can help you. We have Dingaka, we have Profeta, we have Baruti, who practice different types of the cleansing and offer different types of services. So I would suggest that if a person is feeling somehow attached to Mutu, but then it's not going away, that means there must be a connection between those two people. So then that's where the cleansing is then now required. More tomitung obona, someone who can assist you or who can offer the service whereby the cleansing can take place.
From what you're saying, you know, usually once you say spiritual cleansing, you find that people are thinking, yes, oh my goodness, it means you have to go the traditional route. But you've just mentioned now that depending on what you believe in, there are, yes, many ways. Maybe just, you know, give a bit of clarity for someone who says, you know what, I am a Christian and I'm not inclined to any of these traditional led kind of cleansing. Do I have, yes, options?
Of course. If someone is a strong Christian, they may experience or they may have a different view when we're talking about spiritual cleansing. So they're looking at it from a different lens. Often within the context of Mona, they would prefer prayer, they would prefer fasting, they would prefer confession or deliverance. They may not relate to herbs or river cleansing or any ancestral rituals. And that's okay, because healing must align with what you believe in, you know.
No.
So, yes.
Okay. No, we thank you for you coming through and sharing this important information with us. We really appreciate your time. That's the founder of Ringa Dlozi, Lesego Malapane.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.